Hey folks, this is Alan, what's his name? Circuit 1998, when he talks a bit slower. Welcoming you to the Good Friday Easter edition of Vicologist Radio, Vicologist.com, be told. And you will hear, apparently Rick will be in the building soon. Thank you folks. Thank you, Mr. Alan, what's his name? Good Friday edition of Folkologist Audio, Folkologist.com, be told. And what a wonderful, beautiful day it's been. Yes, it has. I've had to do nothing. I drove home last night, through the night. Someone should write a song, but I drove through the night. I drove all night. Good title for a song. Joke. When I last said that, someone sent me I Drove All Night by Cyndi Lauper. And I said, you don't get it. I was just joking. But anyway. Anyway, we've got the wonderful what do they used to say? There was a soft drink that was a Schweppes. Schweppesvessent. The Schweppesvessent, Frank, the salt guy, be told, in the room at the same time as Rick from the mid-north coast of Australia, of New South Wales, on the 29th of the 3rd, 2024. The date was correctly done again. That's 2 weeks in a row. Fantastic. I must be on fire. Frank, how are you on this wonderful Good Friday?
I am...
never better.
Yeah, very, very well, Rick. I have just been at the beach.
Yeah, so do I. Same here.
At Queenscliff, and it's just been... stunning day here, just stunning.
Oh.
And I've been body surfing.
Oh, wonderful. We had gloomy rain, though, all day, which I like, Frank. You know why I like it? Because I can't do anything outside. It gives me this kind of excuse that I can't go out and cut the grass with my micrometer.
With the day.
Yeah. But then it cleared up. My older son said, let's go to the beach. And I went, I couldn't believe it. 19 years of age, wants to kill aliens all day and all night, and he wants to go to the beach. And I thought, well, I'm not going to deny him that experience. So we went there, and it was absolutely beautiful. He had a bit of a swim. The water is absolutely beautiful. You have to say that. The temperature would be 20. Also. Yeah. And it's clear of red weed and stingers. You know, these are Australian... terms here, well, not Australian terms for red weed, but stingers are the little blue bottles, none to be seen. Beautiful.
Where I went, it's beautiful, clear, crystal clear seawater coming in from the Bass Strait in through the heads.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, here we go, straight away, after the break.
FAKO, Toronto.
Hi, I'm Travis from Kentucky in the United States, and you are listening to Fakeologist Audio on fakeologist.com.
Hi, it's Streamerbit. The date is March 29th, 2024 here on the north shore of Lake Ontarible in Toronto. To listen live, please go to fake11.com/radio2. To join in, please go to fake11.com/discord. Now back to our show. Can one of our hosts tell us who's here in the audio chat right now?
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yes, Rick and Frank. Rick and Frank on the 29th of the 3rd of 2024.
AKA an ounce of salt per day.
Per day, and esoteric. I don't know why I keep using that name, but why not?
I thought it was very apt for you.
Well, it is very apt. I come up with that in 1990-something or other. I had an idea of doing some conspiracy comics after I bought the fantastic book, The Big Book of Conspiracies. And I don't know if you've ever read the book or seen it, but it is fantastic. The best underground comic artist of the 60s and 70s, and probably 80s and 90s, came out and they wrote, because you know this phrase, a picture tells a thousand words, Frank, a picture tells a thousand words. Well, mm-hmm. They've done two-page things on the Kennedy shooting, the, you know, the, well, the synchronicity in the Kennedy shooting with the Lincoln.
Those Kennedys have a lot of bad luck, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. They do. You know, obviously,
such a tragic family. I cry.
I think they were just given. I think they were probably just given back in the '40s, $10 billion, and they just said, "Look, you're going to be the fall guys for the next 60 years. Everything you do is not going to work, and we're going to pretend to shoot one of you at least, or two of you, maybe, maybe two of you." And one of you is going to drown a secretary on a Chappaquiddick Bridge, allegedly. Yeah. And your son, one of your grandsons, is going to mysteriously crash in a plane with a very good-looking girlfriend or wife, I'm not sure.
Well, but actually, Kermit Roosevelt is probably Joseph Kennedy in my world. So Kermit Roosevelt also died in a plane crash.
You know, Kermit Roosevelt was the CIA man that helped bring the destabilization of most, I think, was it Iraq or Iran? He was in Iran, I think it was, working furiously to taking, you know, millions of dollars in cash and bribing, you know, causing revolutions back in the day. Old Kermit. Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. And there we go.
You want a revolution? Well,
ring up Kermit.
You know.
Ring up Kermit. That's why I reckon Kermit was named Kermit in the Muppets. I reckon there's a there with the mysterious naming of Kermit. Now, before we go on, Frank, I'd like, and you are the perfect person to discuss this with me. It popped into my head the other day. Good Friday. The name A Good Friday, and allegedly it was the crucifixion day of a Christ. Why?
By the way, it almost certainly cannot be, but that's okay.
Well, Orthodox Easter is in 2 weeks' time, and I would tend to go with that one. I think
this one that they've done for us is particularly bad. I mean, the moon is well past it by Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
On Tuesday.
Oh, look, Frank. I drove... I drove
really, totally just haven't bothered this year to even...
It's Ramadan, and Easter, and Passover in 3 days' time, or thereabouts, right, according to, you know, the calendar of whatever. But Orthodox Christianity say Easter is in 2 weeks' time, and I spent...
Hang on, even that can't be right. In 2 weeks' time, it will be a zero moon.
Okay. Well, there you go. Okay, because, you know, moon month and menses, all these things are all moon-related, and birth and eggs, Easter, and estrogen.
And you know it's a fact. You know that corals spawn on the moon cycle.
Oh, look, salmon
spawn on the
moon cycle. Everything in nature follows the moon cycle. And I'm a man of, you know, I like reading lots of different books. And if you go out, right now, luckily I still live in a very regional country area. The news agent is now in a little grocery shop not far from me. He is the official news agent. He still has at least four country, almanacs. You can buy them. You can read when the best time to... So if you want more females in your plants, you plant at the full moon, I do believe. One of those things, or one or the other.
You've heard about the guys that bury cow shit and horns
in
certain moon conditions and... It's called 500 is the system of farming that it's called.
Yeah, these are old.
Oh, no, well, that cowhorn thing is from the late 19th century. Very successful system.
Well, I'd never heard, actually, to be honest, Frank, I'll be honest here, I never have heard of that. I think I just said yes because I wanted to pretend to be clever. But no, I haven't heard of that.
So it's a system called 500. You bury... create all these microorganisms. When they've matured,
you just strangled yourself. I don't know if it's me or you, but Could be me. Could be me. Are you there? Are you there? Oh, have I disappeared? No, I'm still there, and I'm still going green. Frank, you've disappeared.
Anyway, yep, so now you're talking about, have I gone, have I?
No, okay. No, you're back. Now, can you explain to me why they would have referred to a Good
Direct
Friday?
What do they call it? Direct service attack. It's happening. It happened today on the...
Look, it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. You know, they're going to... sorry, I have to jump off here. They're going to blame that bridge collapse on a cyber attack, I do believe. They'll say there was a cyber attack on the ship. Blatantly, this is another one of those supply issue scams. They're going to say, oh, we can't... Because apparently that... port was doing, you know, $300 billion or whatever of, you know, cargo a year. They'll just say, there's a supply issue, your food's not going to arrive, or your car's not going to arrive, or your solar panels, whatever. They can do anything with these cyber attacks. Yeah. It's the all-giving thing, it's, to me, that when I saw the bridge collapse, I thought, that looks like controlled demolition to me.
Yeah.
Why were there workmen on that bridge furiously doing stuff beforehand? Guess what they were doing? Removing essential rivets. Rivets, and that's not a frog making that noise. Rivets were being probably removed. And they had that ship, which was absolutely overladen. It was just like a big bull bar going straight into the side. They knew where it was going to collapse, and it just fell to pieces. And number six, this is like number 90 used for that Russian shooting recently. Well, it was for a while. They have to use 9 or 6. I actually spoke to Dave J early this morning, and I didn't speak to him. I don't know why I didn't press the talk button, but we texted each other.
Yeah.
I sent him a fabulous song, which hopefully tomorrow or whenever we can play, by Mark Lanigan, about the end of days, which I love depressing music, and that is up there, with one of the, and I sent it to my brother.
I don't think the end of days is depressing at all.
I don't, Frank, I don't. I sent it to my atheist brother, who's now a Marxist, and who used to be a Christian, and I said, this is the kind of song I want to hear at a wedding, or a wedding waltz. I love it. This cheers me up, and it does, cheers me up. And Dave J loved it. He thought it was fantastic. And I thought, 10 out of 10, Dave. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
But anyway, Frank, back to this Good Friday. Why would they call it Good Friday if a guy got nails in both of his hands and his feet nailed together and had to die on a cross? Why would they call it Good Friday for? If you can explain that, I'd be really interested.
The only explanation I've got is that we live in a world
in a satanic
run by, well, sorry, Satan. I should say, not that we live in a world, I think we live in a world run by Christ, but that Satan has been freed to deceive us all for a while. That's what I think is going on.
Yeah, well, all we have to do is look at logic here with this one. Good Friday, a guy got hung on a cross, either upside down or horizontally or vertically, whatever direction. They apparently could be upside down in the old days.
Yeah.
Or a tree. Now, Mandela Effect, apparently he was crucified on a tree, according to the Mandela Effect cult devotees. Right. It was changed from a cross to a tree. I don't know how much you've seen on that one, but it seems to be a thing.
Yeah.
Well, look, I stay away from it, but, you know, that's me. But How did we, as supposed a Christian community, accept the fact that you call it a Good Friday if it was the day? Now, wouldn't you call it Good Sunday when he rose? Wouldn't you say that logically?
Yeah.
I think I'm on the money here. What you would have said?
Can we assume that good is
bad Friday? Bad Friday. Yeah.
Inverted everything. Made up the concept on the spot.
Well, this is Rick's new dates. Bad Friday, that's the new name. Good Sunday, not Easter, just call it Good Sunday, he rose. Mm-hmm. He rose from the, and he moved the rock, or the, you know, the stone was moved, mm-hmm. and it was empty, and there was some muslin cloth with some probably blood stains on it. That was all that was there.
But let's not stop there, Rick. They're supposed to, Christ descended into Hades for three mm-hmm. days, right?
Yep.
So 3 days is 3 nights and 3 days, according to the Bible. So obviously he wasn't crucified on Friday and rose on Sunday. That's only 2 days.
Yeah. Why were they? And that's why Rosicrucians. They call them Rosicrucians. That's kind of a. There's a bit of a name. I just spotted that then.
He rose. He was risen.
Yeah. There's a there. Be told. Guaranteed.
You know that Todd Pilton originally called himself He Rose for that reason.
Did he? Are you? Well, he may well have done. I'm not so sure about his cryptocurrency. Not so sure about that
you,
one. But
you don't think that's going to rise again?
Well, I hope it does, because my son's got 15 or 20 or whatever Ab gave him, and I'm hoping my son's going to keep me out of the poor home, the poor house. Frank, you'll be interested in this. I have to play on Monday the role of a conspiracy theorist, and I don't understand how someone would think or act if they were one of those titled persons. I don't know if you know any conspiracy theorists, but I have to play a conspiracy theorist in this movie for his HSC, which is being filmed not far from where I am.
Yeah.
What would a conspiracy theorist act like, or what do they say? Do you know anyone that might be one?
What I would love you to do, Rick, is every time they ask you what you believe, say that you don't believe in anything.
Okay, well I support that one. I support that one. But yeah, no. So I have to dress as I'm not allowed to shave.
It's just what this is. It's not what I believe. This is what I think.
Yes. Always interested in what you think, Frank.
I'm just saying to the when these guys ask you, what do you believe? Why do you believe crazy things? You can say, I don't believe anything.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not allowed to talk. It's a silent movie. It's about, I can't give the plot away, but it's a 6-minute, apparently, or five, I shouldn't say six, but apparently it's going to be a minimum of 6 minutes. Sorry, Dave. And I have to play the role of a disheveled conspiracy theorist that's living off the grid, who befriends I can't give the plot away, but it's something that a conspiracy theorist wouldn't like hovering anywhere near them, and I have to befriend it and go and become a friend of it, and this is the gist of the film. So I'm not allowed to shave. I won't be able to grow a beard as extended as yours. Did you? It was fantastic. I shared Jaws of the Jungle to the wonderful Armin. Really? He couldn't. I don't think he believed me that were you, was you in that video.
Really? Why?
No. Because.
Oh, because I'm too young looking.
You look too.
Old guy's not me, obviously. I'm the young guy.
You're the young guy that's like drowning on the beach. You look fantastic. As he said, he goes, "Is that really Frank?" He said, "That guy carries the entire video." And I said, "That's him. I've met him. I've checked the beard. It wasn't a wig. It's a real beard." And I think Armin Reed's a real credit to the fact that he's still on Fake Ollers Radio, Fake Ollers Audio, rather, fakeollers.com.
He's taken a real interest, hasn't he? Yeah.
Oh, good.
Know him.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just like people with good microphones that say interesting things.
He's also got a bit of a voice, though, hasn't he?
He's fantastic. Yeah, no, absolutely.
He's got John Law's voice.
He's got the nose. Yeah, he's got a John Law's voice. Credible diatribes that he goes on about. And he's also very polite. Very polite. Now, I have to say this. I listened back to some of... There's an awful lot of audio chats, be told, on Fake Oldest Radio. But I heard John Le Bon, that pseudonym, a real name, Ken Neasden, say that he is now not an atheist. He believes in a higher power. Now, how fantastic is that? Now, mind you, he could just straight out join the Masons because that's all you have to do to join them.
He said
he was. That was one of the reasons I've got a real issue with atheists, including my own younger brother. I said to my brother this morning, to me, all you are is you're a spiritual vegan. And he goes, that's a fantastic term. What does it mean? And I said, you are the kind of person I would not invite to a dinner. Well, that's a spiritual vegan. I need to underline that and send it off to the registry of quotes, the registry of quotes, spiritual vegan.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. It's total exclusive, spiritual vegan. Write it down now.
So many podcasts from Jordan.
What's on
a spiritual vegan. I love it.
Yeah. I just popped into my head. I said, because he sent me a tick. You know, I'm telling you, Frank, I have got an arch enemy, my own younger brother, who keeps trying to convert me. He's sending me Marxist, pro-Marxist video. He's studying Marx now.
Yeah.
He was more than 20 years at the... He was doing sermons at church. He was a member of the church in Australia, in New Zealand. He became a very serious member in England.
Yeah.
And he was almost about to start doing... He was doing sermons. He became a militant atheist. Now, guess how that happened? Because the way the church treated a friend of his, and I totally agree with him, but yet, am I an atheist? No. And I said to him, you can't blame a church... because a lot of them are stupid. A lot of the supposed Christians are completely, they're idiots.
Because it's just a system of control, isn't it?
System of control, just like the English language, Frank, just like the English language. And they told a friend of his, who I met, beautiful girl, that the reason she was dying of cancer was because she must have done something or said something. This is the church got round and gathered around her, and she died very miserably. And it was enough to just tip him over the edge, and I don't blame him. I mean, I would never... I said to him, those churches used to go to... I remember going to, when he got married, and there was a band singing boring, boring songs.
Even that doesn't make sense, that the church said that, because the church... Well, sorry, the Christian...
Oh, the members. No, it was just the members. It was just the general members of the church.
The religion is that you are... If you ask forgiveness from God, you'll receive it. That is the message.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're going to get cured of whatever issue you've got. It's these things,
but
health.
The point is, if you are dying, it's not because of after the break.
After the break, Rick and Roll.
FAKO, Toronto.
What time is it? It's after 9/11. Everywhere. Fakeologist audio. At fakeologist.com.
Hi, it's StreamerBit. The date is March 29th, 2024 here on the north shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto. Don't forget to read the blog and check out our video platform. All the links are at fakeologist.com. Now back to our show. Can one of our hosts tell us who's here in the audio chat right now?
Yes, he can. He is listening to Fakeologist Audio, fakeologist.com. You're listening to Robert Rick talking to Frank, the salt guy, Beetold 100% on 29/3/24.
Yeah, so Frank, honestly, the church, it was, there are members out there of churches that do, like, they swallowed the COVID thing. How many churches did you see stand up and say, we're going to go and have our service?
No,
we're going to go and have a service.
Churches are filled with people that do not follow the Christian message at all.
Yeah. Doesn't it say, in my name, you can just gather under a tree?
Yeah, but not just that. Let's be honest. The Bible clearly says, that if you pray, if you say the Lord's Prayer, you'll be forgiven. How should we pray? And so if that woman, let's assume that that woman had done something, or rather that, you know, that gave her a spiritual damnation in some way, the whole message of Christ dying on the cross for us is that if we accept his gift, we are forgiven of our sins.
Yep.
So nothing about what happened to that woman makes any sense.
No. Well, look, I met her. She was a beautiful person, and she sadly had a tumour in her stomach that killed her in the end. But the general treatment that he found that he was getting from his congregation sent him, it just pushed him over, because he'd already worked for many years with sex offenders and killers and murderers in the prison system. So already he had he was already, you know, like, you know, why would God allow this type of thing? And, you know, he became straight into, you know, guys like, he sent me Richard Dawkins' book, The God Delusion, thinking that I was going to enjoy it. And I just went through it and, you know, I got to a certain chapter and went, ha-ha, this guy's just a straight-out nasty, probably a Satanist and an elitist.
Yeah.
Because he was quite proudly saying that, you know, he said, you know, he was sexually abused, and it was probably a good thing.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what he says in that book.
Yeah.
The God Delusion. Now, he also has Christopher Hitchens. I do like, and I have to say this, Christopher Hitchens, I love his arguments and the way that he put and the fact that he could just recite World War One poetry off the top of his head and do a perfect job of it. He was a very clever guy, very enjoyable talker. But he was a very vocal atheist. But he died of a very fast-acting cancer. Shortly after, he'd written a couple of books that absolutely savaged Henry Kissinger. And I thought, well, that's a bit suspicious. That's a bit suspicious. Because he really went after Henry Kissinger and exposed him for atrocities in Vietnam and Cambodia and places like that. He mysteriously got a very fast-acting throat cancer and was dead. Same with the other guy that wrote the book of Weird Scenes Underneath the Canyon. I remember hearing him saying some fantastic stuff, coughing, and he was dead within 2 months. I do think
Tracy Norman.
Yeah, now Northern Tracy. I thought that was really bad, because she was saying fantastic stuff, was not to be stopped. She was a mouthpiece that was really ruining the agenda.
But she was a vegan.
Oh, was she? Okay, well then, I'm sad to say. A spiritual vegan, possibly? I'm not sure, but...
I think she was a vegan, yeah.
Well, and I don't care if she chain-smoked Marlboro. I do not blame that on her death.
No.
Ed was saying, oh, she was a smoker. You can't just say, oh, he was a smoker. Look at Keith Richard. There's so many...
Well, look at the Japanese the Japanese men smoke.
Chain-smoke.
And smoke.
And look at the Asians in general. They chain-smoke. Literally. And do you see them dying of throat cancer? No.
And, you know, now... I think the majority of lung cancers are in non-smokers now. So, you know, it's all...
Yeah, well, the only people I know that died of lung cancer didn't smoke.
Yeah.
Which is an anomaly, but, you know, and then in one case, the mother said to me, oh, we did live near a coal mine in Newcastle for a long time. I'm sorry, where the coal loader was in Newcastle. And she blamed that, which I do believe.
That could be true.
Yeah, I do believe coal in your lungs is not a good thing.
No,
it's not a good thing.
Black lung is the mind.
Black lung, that's exactly right, 100%. And it's very funny on that movie about the Blue Steel model, whatever his name is. He was a very funny parody about black lung. And that's... I can't remember the name, but top of my head, that's the way it is on this Friday. But it's good to hear you chatting, Frank, because I was really wanting to come in and talk about this Good Friday and why they would have labelled it Good Friday.
Should we Google it? See what happens when we Google it.
Well, go for it.
Should we do some research on the fly?
Well, let's do it, because I'm just going by logic alone. Wouldn't you call it Bad Friday and then Good Sunday, the day that he rose?
So I've just popped in, why is it called Good Friday?
Hmm.
Oh, and there's plenty of people who have asked the question, why is it called Good Friday and what's so good about it?
Oh.
It's called Good Friday because by Jesus' death he became the final complete sacrifice for our sins.
Yeah, I know, but I would have said Sunday was better because, you know, you're getting nailed to a cross with three rusty nails and jabbed in the side by a Roman centurion into your liver wouldn't be the day I would say it was good. I would say the good day was Sunday when he was discovered not to be in his tomb.
Here is the thing that if anyone has viewed the Passion of Christ, where the last 4 hours of Jesus are shot in excruciating detail, would most question why Good Friday is called Good Friday? At least that was my thought between wincing over the lashes and the obvious pain.
Oh, now that was the, we'll move on to the Catholic Church. Why do they consistently have their imagery as this skinny, emaciated guy screaming, nailed to a cross, on their imagery instead of just an empty cross? Because I think the cross as a symbol does say what it is. But having a guy still hanging on it, dying, instead of being risen, is bad. Bad. Catholic Church loved this imagery. And then back in 97, I went to a funeral up the Blue Mountains for, and I'll say it again, Olivia Newton-John's stepmother, who was married to the Newtons, and the Newton family, that's the Newton that created the apple landing on the head guy.
Yeah.
And I walked into the church with her, my ex, ex, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked around at the imagery I was seeing in this Catholic church. There was this, like, disembodied hands. There was blood seeping out of wall. You know, there's really, and I thought, if I was taken to this place when I was a child, I would be permanently scarred for life.
Yeah.
It was just horrific, horrific. They focus on his death, not his resurrection. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. To me, I like to see a nice clean white cross with no blood dripping off it, or, you know, disembodied, screaming, thin, emaciated. Now, have you ever seen a healthy-looking Jesus in the Catholic Church? There's always this emaciated one. Or there is the one with the sacred heart of Jesus, where he's pulled his heart out of his chest, which is an ancient symbol in itself.
Mm.
I think one of the original... Well, no, there's a number of old, be it American Indian or whatever, ancient religions that when you die, someone turns up and takes you for a walk, then plunges his hand into your chest and rips your heart out, then weighs it against a feather. And if it weighs the same as a feather, you are a good person. And therefore you go to eternity. If it doesn't, you get sent to purgatory. Now, I don't think any child needs to hear that kind of story. I don't believe it's anything to do with a Christian church. But that is a thing.
They're saying, basically the guy, for Christians, Good Friday is a crucial day of the year because it celebrates what we believe to be the most pivotal day in history of the world. Mm. On Good Friday, Jesus willingly suffered and died by crucifixion, but is the ultimate sacrifice for our sins.
Yeah, but it's not good. I would call it Nasty Friday, actually. Not good, not bad. Okay, Friday.
I'm just telling you why it's called.
I believe you. I didn't even bother researching.
Sorry, these guys are saying it's called good.
Yeah. Well, it just popped into my head this afternoon. You know, I thought, well, I should talk about this because it's not, to me... That isn't what I would refer to as a good day. The Sunday, he rose, yes, that's a good day. But not the day that you got beaten and, you know, You know, have you ever seen that movie? And
well,
I'm not going to watch it.
You know, but that's again, technically, that if he died, basically they took him off the cross dead before the Sabbath started. So, you know, they think the Sabbath was, but let's assume that the Sabbath started on Friday, what we call Friday evening. Oh. Right? That's when he died. So he died on Friday evening. So that's Saturday, Sunday. It's Monday before he could return alive. So the whole story is inconsistent. The Catholic
inconsistent. Now, what about this other one? I do recall this from my days of Sunday school. When he rose, he disappeared for some time. Then some of his
disciples
were roaming around, and a guy came walking towards them, and they didn't recognize him as being Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But he told them, "Yes, I'm Jesus," and they said, "No, you don't look like him." But he was a completely different person. What was that about? Why did his disciples not recognize the guy that came walking towards them?
I can't answer that question. I heard it.
No, I can't answer it either. Okay, yeah.
I heard it. So, Jay.
Well, you may well have done. I'm talking about Sunday school here, Frank, and that's at least 40-something.
Doubting Thomas didn't believe it could be him, was the story I heard.
That's right. Well, we've got Doubting Thomas that believes most men are women on fakeholders.com out there. So, Thomas Joe, you could be Doubting Thomas in another form, be told.
He's from Hamlet, yeah. So I don't know where He hasn't spoken on the.
He's a good fellow though. I think he's a fantastic bloke. He's contacted me particularly with music. He's a musician, obviously,
100%.
And really interesting stuff. And a nice guy. I think he's a nice guy. That's my opinion. But yeah. So Thomas didn't think that the guy he was seeing was Jesus. Interesting.
Isn't it?
I would have. Again, these are anomalies of the Christian faith that we need to probably discuss. Good Friday shouldn't be called Good Friday. It should be called Nasty Friday. This is my opinion. Don't send me to purgatory, please, Lord.
And I should say, Lord, you know, that the opinions expressed by the host are not necessarily those by his guests, a.k.a. me.
Okay, yeah, exactly, yeah. No, but they're worth discussing, and I don't think there's anyone else that I could have broached the subjects up with than you that would give me a rational explanation for these anomalies of this day.
The only thing I'll say is that I think you are right to take the
question
to find out how these things came about, because you learn a lot just from
Look, there could be someone out there that could just pop in and go, well, it was called Good Friday for this, and he was not recognised by his flock afterwards because he was this. He'd gone back. Now, so who's Frank? Michael and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Michael and Jesus, are they the same person?
My understanding is that Michael is an archangel. And
right.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Okay. There you go.
One person that may be the same as Jesus is Melchizedek.
Yes.
There's a story about Melchizedek who had it.
Can you spell that off the top of your head, or do you just
M-E-L-K-E-Z-I-D-E-K, Melchizedek.
Fantastic. Well done. Well, oh, we've got, look at the blue guy. We've got tall.
Hello, hello, Toby. Hello, hello. And that's glad, Miss Flavor.
Blurden.
Hello, Frank. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Hello, Toby.
Your Easter?
So far, the greatest day we've ever had. Yeah, the greatest day either of us has ever had on this planet, or flat it, I should say, is today. We've never been happier, even though we can't work. Well, I can't work out why Good Friday would be called Good Friday if it was a day that someone got hog-tied, beaten, and then hung up on a cross. I would have said it was not such a good day.
Not such good marketing.
No, not in my mind. That's it. But I am a conspiracy theorist. I have to mention that. So, Toby, how are you on this wonderful Friday?
I'm a bit tired after Wednesday. I was sitting.
Mm. What happened on Wednesday?
And remember, if I was on the live stream, I can't remember. I have a blurry memory. So.
I think it was 95 years ago in FACO time.
Yeah, minimum.
I don't know what happened.
Did you get banned? Did you get into an argument, or you were just chatting?
I can't remember.
Okay, well, there you go.
I have to tell you that I have been karaoke singing, and I was singing with Luke Biskin last night at the pub.
Oh, wow, Frank, that is a real...
My level of misery is very low.
You sang Luke Biskin?
No, Luke Biskin. very similar. Sorry. Yeah, but no one's been killed at Luke Biskin concerts like Limp Bizkit concerts. There's a, very interesting, Toby, you just worked that one out. So Luke Biskin, Limp Bizkit. There's a connection.
I reckon that too.
Napoleon Wilson, he'll be straight onto this. He'll just go, obviously.
Did you see about the Aqua concert in Perth? The Danish-Norwegian band, Aqua?
Yeah.
They were in Perth?
Yes.
I didn't know. But it's interesting that at the same time that Aqua were in Perth, the West Australian government has banned fishing and created a new aqua park.
There you go. What a support. Frank, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't know if you know this. I just discovered that I am a conspiracy theorist.
And
nailed a conspiracy. Aqua plays a concert, and there's an aqua park announced. There you go.
So probably the same day, for all I know.
Well, I'm saying there's a there. I'm going to say that again. There's a there.
That's interesting. But Aqua must be, even those guys must be pretty old now, Toby.
Look, honestly.
Yeah, they were in their 50s.
Because Barbie was a big hit 20 years ago.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah, I don't think they're not up there with what I call musical.
I heard that song for the first time, I didn't stop laughing for days. I couldn't believe how funny that was.
Cartoon Heroes, Happy Boys and Girls, what's it called? Roses Are Red, they made lots of songs.
Right.
Oh, wonderful.
But people only know Barbie Girl.
Toronto.
It's the top of the hour on March 29th. 2024. We are broadcasting live from the north shore of Lake Ontario. The temperature in Toronto at this hour is 3 Celsius or 37 Fahrenheit. Can everyone here please say your name and where you are from to introduce yourselves to the live audience?
Say my name. Toby's Freedom, Copenhagen.
Wonderful. This is Bob, and I am coming into bag announce as A-N-U-N-C-E, that there are Toby from Denmark, Eric from the Midlands coast of Australia, that's A-U-Z-D-A-R-L-I-A, and the Frank, this old guy, that's Z-U-L-D, T from the wonderful place of what is he is in Geelong. It's Cheelong, and you're listening to Fake Holes Radio.
I'm not Rollo.
And he is not the Rollo. Thank God for that. Be told, Rick, just coming back in here to get rid of Klaus Schwab. Get out, get back into your helicopter, and go back to the Switzerland, wherever.
Did you see the Argentine president was at the World Economic Forum?
No surprise. No surprise.
He's a gatekeeper. He's a gatekeeper, man.
What was he doing to them this time?
He's just having a speech.
Toby, they're always, almost every single one of these, they use the word leader. I call them slave.
Judas goat.
Yeah. They've got no interest in your well-being. I argued with my brother this morning, as usual. It's always the day that we're arguing. And he said to me, I sent him three things about COVID, the prediction of COVID by, you know, Event 201, lockstep by the Rockefeller Group, and one other. And he said, why would they foghorn and warn us, you know, if they want us to be looked after and they want us to be, why would they tell us what they're going to do if they want to look after you in the future? And I said, because they don't like you. You are just a useless eater and an idiot. I have to say that, and I'm quite proud of saying that to my own brother. These people don't like you. They don't want you to be around in the future.
They just want your money.
Well, they want their ecosystems, their 15-minute cities, their, regional areas protected by drones. So they don't even need to have humans monitoring their wildlife areas. They can use a robot to do it. And in the Bible, Frank, and I want to discuss this, at the end of days, and I'm sure you've read it before, it's one of my favorite chapters, in Daniel, I think it is, or one of those chapters that says locusts, there's going to be these giant locusts flying around, right? Now, if you were back in those days and you got a vision, right, which I did, I got a bit, and I'll talk about this later, I had a vision about the end of days, I talked about this today, Joe, last night. What would you describe a drone that's making a buzzing noise flying around with a weapon on the end of it?
I'd suggest, Rick, that you are on the money.
I'm suggesting that, Frank, I have to say this, you're one of the most wonderful people on the earth because you always acknowledge my genius. You acknowledge my genius.
All I'm doing, Rick, is acknowledging the obvious. Everyone, now that you've said it, will say, I thought of it first, but it won't be true. You heard it here on Fakeology.
You heard it on here first, Torbe, and an ounce of salt per day, be told. And Rick, from mid-north coast of Australia.
Just another Forrest Gump moment for me, Rick.
I'm telling you, when you worked out
that the locusts from Revelation
were drones.
From Daniel are in fact drones.
Drones. Yeah. Now, I'm telling you now, and I have to say this again, I'm telling you now, if you were getting a vision while you were in a, look, who's to know what the technology was around back in the biblical days, but I don't think they would have had hovering drones, but you would describe them as a giant locust because they make the buzzing sound, they are weaponized, and they hover just like a locust.
Yep.
Now, I'm suggesting that in the future, now, I'm not even going to suggest this. I actually know this for a fact. And I know this because I'm one of those people that's 1 to 2 degrees away from interesting facts. I'll call him flatmate. So the guy, I sleep on this guy's couch and do his dishes for him. I'll just say that. His father was a somebody very close with the Gough Whitlam very close with the Fox Media magnate Rupert Murdoch. Good friends.
93, very good friends. Married again.
My friend holidayed in Rupert Murdoch's houses in the 70s and 80s. That's how close he was, right? It's the way it is. And you get to hear certain stories you don't get to hear. This guy is a normie of the highest magnitude, but I am suggesting, just bypassing what I was talking about before, that the future is going to be run by drones. And this particular chap who I know, his friend, just by coincidence, is in partnership with Australia's first astronaut. His surname is Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay. Guess what he's doing now, friend?
He's a mathematician.
He is. Yeah, but guess,
the guy that they say worked out how planets get created by the, you know, how they spiral around, yes, and the mass agglomerates and all that sort of stuff.
But Frank, guess what he's doing now for work? It's like, so yes, he came up with that, and yes,
making
he was apparently
drones.
An astronaut. No, he has the license to bring them in here. So what he's doing, and with this other person that I know peripherally, is organising with universities and what do you call them, education, like one of those educational centres we've got. Not, you've got a university and you've got another big thing over here.
TAFE College.
TAFEs. Yeah, so what they're doing is organising courses to train future drone operators for these new... And he said to me, he goes, oh, no, they're not going to be used for nefarious purposes. This is what he... This is this guy...
Friend, he told me... He realised what he'd said.
He looked me in the eye and had to say, no, they're not going to be used for nefarious purposes. It's going to be used
no,
to
no, no.
Now, already, we've got damage control here. They're using drones for the surf life-saving. It's like, I've got three children that were, and an ex-partner, that were surf life rescue experts. They were in the local, from nippers up to rescuing people. Yeah, they have, on every beach now, a drone that's flying around looking for sharks, or can drop a... flotation device to you as you're swimming, and it looks fantastic. How wonderful. Yes, but guess what else you could do with those drones? You could have them flying around looking for people that are swimming or fishing or hunting or whatever in the future. Now, I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist.
If we had them earlier, Rick, we could have saved Harold Holt. You know that.
We could have saved Harold Holt. He would have just gone into the water and a drone would have flown in there, monitored his concerns, and dropped a life buoy to him, be told. But no, I'm suggesting that drones are the locusts in Revelations. Here we go. Conspiracy exclusive, Fakeologist audio, fakeologist.com. He's saying it now, be told. The drones of the future are the locusts in Revelations. Sorry to be a conspiracy theorist, but I'm right.
I reckon I'm right. A related thing, Rick.
Go.
Your son, the games that your son plays.
Yes, he's in there now.
Could be happening. Is that these guys are told they're, they're just in a war game, you know, that they've just logged on to. But in fact, they're actually the guys running the back.
No, but Frank, I've got it. I've even nailed this whole thing. You know, Minecraft. I don't know if you've got...
I don't play it, but okay. I know.
Yeah, Minecraft has a pixelated, low-level kind of imagery on it.
Yeah.
And one of the things you can do on Minecraft is exterminate people that are annoying you, right? Now, if you were, say, autistic...
If their social credit rating was low enough...
I picked up on Minecraft many years ago saying there's something about Minecraft that's not good.
Yeah.
Because the kids, it's like I wouldn't say a religion to them, but, yeah, and I probably would say that, actually. But even the older kids that used to play it when they were little, they still go back on there and play it like it's a kind of a nostalgia thing to them.
Yeah.
But if you look at the imagery of it, So you could be just building things and building walls or making a city or whatever, but you do have a weapon on you, and there is a way that thing can turn into a gun and you can exterminate, I forget what they're called, these creatures that come towards you. Now, all they have to do...
Low credit scores, LSCs.
Yeah, low credit score.
But worse, Frank.
Climate terrorists, right?
Yeah.
These people could be going fishing in an area that the World Wildlife Fund...
They could be fishing in the coast of Western Australia.
They could be setting traps for rabbits. They could be...
Yeah.
We're going straight back into the old days of how we filled Australia up from England. And it was people that were poaching rabbits to survive because their farms had been shut down by the Rothschilds and the Corn Laws, etc. Yeah. Right? Right? And they didn't want to work in factories. Cornwallis. They didn't want to do that. But no, they went and stole a loaf of bread. So they got conveniently sent off to be a slave labourer in Australia or America or wherever else they were building up a society.
Yeah.
I am suggesting the future... We're already in. These little drone things could be piloted by a autistic child that has no... You know, autism, they don't have empathy. There's one thing about autistic kids, that the empathy part of the brain is not there. So they could just be watching a guy by their drone that they're flying, throwing in a line into a area in a wildlife fund. Yep, and just press a button... Boom. It could zap them with whatever they've got, you know, be it a machine gun, be it a whatever.
You heard it here on Fakeologist Audio.
I'm saying here, this is crucial level conspiracy theorists of the highest magnitude. I hate to brag, but this is the top end of where you're going to go if you're going to go into conspiracy. But I can go further,
Toby,
Frank.
I have to ask you, Toby, do you feel safe here at the moment? Are you worried that we are damaging your reputation by the things we're saying?
No, I think Toby I'm just a non-religious person. I'm atheist and probably an atheist, so I don't really care about the Bible.
I don't know what you would pick up the word religion on what I'm talking about, but I'll say you would become very Christian very shortly if you were roaming around trying to feed yourself or your family, and you had these hovering things being controlled by some autistic fat kid drinking Coca-Cola and, you know, in his bedroom. Now, if you don't think this is possible, I'm telling you now, this is very possible. This could happen very shortly. And guess what movies that they love to watch?
We thought of it's happening.
Sci-fi
things. I think so. Well, when they say sci-fi, I think it should be called this predictive programming. It's going to happen, and you've seen Black Mirror, those episodes.
Yeah, six seasons.
Yeah, okay. Metalhead. I watched Metalhead after being recommended it. Now, why would you have a dog with legs when you can have a hovering drone that doesn't need to walk up steps? That can just fly around, go through windows, can do anything it wants. You don't need to have an autotomic leg-moving creature to kill you, but a hovering drone with a 50-cal machine gun on it,
be told,
it's perfect. It's a perfect weapon. Now, they're being used now, allegedly, in the Ukraine and Russia, just to get you ready for that news that there are hovering drones with machine guns
on them. Dave is not going to agree with you on this.
Have you seen
I would like to hear his. So they're not. They're going to. If they want to get control, they need these kind of weaponry, and they've already got this weaponry. All it is a hovering drone with very simple remote control devices on it, with either a stun gun or a machine gun on it to control the future.
So now here is my controversial view, Rick, to help you, is that all of these things are possible.
Yes, but they don't want to do it.
No problem. But my view is that because, as I've told you, I think we're in the crisis still our king, and we're in the time when Satan is deceiving us, I am going to suggest to you that Christ does not allow this type of murder to occur.
Okay, well, that'll be fantastic, but I'm going to bet each way here that it is a possibility that the governments of the future will use drones. Now, I'm telling you now, Frank, I'm not joking here. I'll just call it flatmate. His best friend is in partnership with alleged astronaut Strong, whatever his name is.
And sorry, don't bring, get me wrong. I believe you that they would.
Yeah, but they actually are bringing. They're bringing in drones from Israel and China. These are big ones.
I have no problems with these things existing. Right. All I'm suggesting to you is,
I don't think
they are allowed to deploy them, but unless they get permission.
They do that by trickery. Well,
mm-hmm.
if there is a person out there allowing babies to be vaccinated with 15 to 20 to 30 shots as we speak right now,
that is the level I think we're at. Women
that can walk into a abortion family planning clinic with an 8.9 month child and have it terminated. You're dealing with a different level of people. And that can happen right now. Right now. If I was pregnant, just about to give birth, I could walk into an abortion clinic and say, look, I'm just depressed. Get rid of it. Yeah, and they'll terminate a living baby that's ready to... I'll say this again. I have had a child born at a level that you're not meant to be born at 25 weeks. He was 75.
The same thing happened to my child.
But 75 grams. So it was just incredibly small, you know. And he had perfect fingernails. Every part of his body was perfectly formed, even though he was not meant to be born at that time. I saw him up close, and I sat next to his humidity crib for 110 days till he was released. Right, so they would terminate a baby at 8.9 months, and maybe 9 months. I'm not sure, just because they weren't happy with their possibility might not be perfect. This is already happening. So if you don't think that they would,
so that's different to what I'm saying, there, Rick.
Okay,
I'm saying. The idea that they can just send out drones and knock people off, the reason that it's not happening now is because I am suggesting to you that there is a Christ and he is preventing that, except where people allow it, you know, where they give permission in some crazy way, like exactly what you're talking about now, by believing that the world is so awful that they should terminate their own child.
Terminate the baby up to 9 months, Frank, and a joke.
It's even postnatal now.
Yeah, well they've already joked about that. So I'll bring this up. It's total exclusive. Monty Python, the crew from Monty Python, were definitely all at Oxford and Cambridge, right? And I think they were given carte blanche to introduce controversial 100%. Subjects.
100%.
One of their subjects that they brought up on one of the episodes was the listening tool.
Because this is going to be huge.
Hi, this is Typo Error, and you are listening to Fakeologies Radio on fakeologies.com.
Hi, it's StreamerBit. The date is March 29th, 2024, here on the north shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto. To listen live, please go to fake11.com/radio2. To join in, please go to fake11.com/discord. Now back to our show. Can one of our hosts tell us who's here in the audio chat right now?
Yes, Rick, Toby, and Frank, be told on the 29th of the 3rd, 2024. But Monty Python brought up the sketch about a guy that walks into the funeral parlor and with a sack, it's John Cleese that brings it in, and then says, you know, I brought my mother in, we need to bury her, and the funeral director says, how old is she? And he said, oh, you know, whatever, and he said, oh, well, is she in good condition? We could eat her. And John Cleese has gone, are you suggesting we eat my mother? He goes, no, not raw, with a little bit of broccoli and some French fries. It'll be beautiful. Now, they knew that was going to cause controversy, so what they mocked on that episode is they had the audience screaming abuse and run up and attack the guys that were doing the sketch.
In the sketch, yeah. But
they were suggesting cannibalism as a funny thing in 72, right?
Yeah.
71.
Yeah.
That is part of this whole agenda, that it's a normalised cannibalism. It's not a bad thing. And if you look about to these climate-type cult members, that would be not... They wouldn't knock it back. They would say, that's not a bad idea if we could eat the dead because we get protein, we're not losing any, This is a serious subject that these people are actually discussing now. But it was introduced as a comedy subject 30 years ago, 40 years ago. That's their techniques they use. They'll bring something that's not funny up and make it funny. And I'm suggesting
the seeds are sown in the past because these guys, it's all planned out long in advance.
Yeah. So I'm suggesting that having armed drones patrolling waterways and beaches in the future will be normalised by the children who already don't want cash. Now, I'm just going to change subjects, but it's the same thing, really. At the moment, the banks in Australia are now saying we don't want cash.
The hot rumour at the moment is that the deal being offered to the armour guard business is so poor that they are going to go broke.
That's right. That's the story.
The business will just go out of business. Could happen fairly soon.
Yeah. So already we're seeing...
That'll be the end of cash in Australia.
Yeah, and it's all... Look, this is on the cards. There's no doubt whatsoever. I've been listening to mainstream media a lot deliberately because I want to listen to what's being said about this cashless thing. So in Western Australia, if you're working in the mines and you're getting paid fairly good money, you can't put your money in the bank because they don't want cash. They don't want to see it. They don't want to know about it. So there are people carrying large sums of cash from Perth to Sydney to buy back to New Zealand. Already that we're seeing cash as an enemy. I'm suggesting that in the future, very near future, if they want to ban fishing or hunting it by any form, they will just have drones piloted by little fat kids with autism.
Yep.
That will just press the button, get rid of them. These guys are, what would you call it? It's a climate criminal or whatever you want to.
Yeah, they'll make them some name for them.
But if they can get rid of cash, they can get rid of people that are fishing illegally or hunting illegally on government land. The government is handing over this land willingly to organisations like the World Wildlife Fund, which is run originally by Prince Philip, who was a 100% guaranteed guy that did not like the public. He hated the public. So
just to remind younger listeners, his father was on record as saying if he gets reincarnated, he wants to come back as a deadly bacteria or a virus that will
wipe out humanity. And people will love this. Now, I'm suggesting what I'm picking up from young people is that they don't want cash anyway. They don't use it. At least two of my children, maybe three, hate it. They'd rather have it put straight onto their phone so they can use their phone to do their transactions. In the near future, if they want the same attitude towards someone that might be fishing, that's decided to go off-grid and live near a river and get eels or rabbits or kangaroos or whatever, they can just have these flying drones flying around terminating these people. Be told. There's no argument entered into, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's a future we've got to look at. And yeah, Jesus wouldn't like that, Frank.
Yes, but the point is that the people that are creating the situation are not the ones actually doing the thing. It's people that have to do it. So, if as I said, if they've got young children essentially operating these things, you know, all bets are off.
Well, they don't have to be young children. They could just be some autistic kid. They don't need to be young. They could be an 18-year-old autistic child who all he's done is play Minecraft for the last, since he was, you know, 3 or 4 or 5, whatever. And his Minecraft thing could be just getting rid of these people that are roaming around on his block of Minecraft.
Yeah, exactly.
And renamed as being, you know, climate criminals or whatever.
Yeah.
And he'd be pressing the button that gets zaps them with some kind of high electric bolt or whatever.
Yeah.
I just think this is a thing that could be very easily.
Easily engineered. Which is what I was saying, you know, it was my original comment that I think that's already happening.
I think it could be.
I think several parts of these wars that are being played out now are actually just kids on, you know, thinking they're playing computer games. And that seems to shut down the conversation completely.
What are your opinion on P. Diddy's sex trafficking case?
The rapper, actor? I haven't followed it at all.
Okay.
What's your opinion?
It's a hoax.
Okay.
No.
And why do you think it's a hoax?
Because the real cases, the media is not interested in real cases, so they do it all by themselves, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think of myself as essentially an auto-hoaxer. As soon as it appears on the movies, I assume it's for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think pedophilia is a thing, though?
It is. It's real, but it's not in the media or movies or magazines or such and such.
Okay.
So very few people are, so little.
Do you personally know anyone that's been affected?
Affected by what?
Pedophilia. Do you know someone who's lost a child or?
No.
No.
And it's also very bizarre to talk about. Also, even if it's real or not. It's very bizarre to talk about. Also.
Why do you think it's bizarre to talk about?
Because it's kids. We have all been kids, right?
Yeah. But why? I don't know why it's bizarre to talk about. I mean, it's you know, we're being given pedophile stories every day in the newspaper. Obviously, we're expected to talk about it by someone.
But the thing is, in Denmark, it's legal for a person, a older guy or woman, to be with a younger teenager from 15 to 18 years old.
Right.
So
can you hear me, Toby? Toby?
We can hear you now, Rick. We couldn't before.
Oh, okay.
That's really strange and bizarre that people are allowing to have that rule. I mean, I think Germany is 14 years.
Look, honestly, this is a thing. It's a thing. There's no doubt whatsoever that it's a thing. And the very fact, it's very cleverly done. If you make something illegal, it becomes interesting to certain people. If you say, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, there are a certain group of people that will come out and find that more attractive because it's illegal. And the whole illegality of the whole thing becomes interesting. So there's no doubt that's a thing.
Yeah.
And there are people into this kind of thing. Now, this is an ancient thing. I'll say this. Does your religion that you follow encourage you to wear dresses and frocks and not get married? Right? Not get married and spend your time as a single male? Then straight away, guess who? Now, this 100% involves not just Christians, and I'm saying Christians would be the minor area where this problem is. And I'm, sorry, I shouldn't say Christians, I should say organized religions like Catholics and...
the Vatican State.
Anglicans, right? But no, guess who's more into this? The Buddhists. And what's that guy, the grinning idiot from Nepal? The...
Dalai Lama.
These guys are fully into this whole thing because it's part of their culture. Part of their culture.
It's gross.
It's the way that they do things. And we found, luckily, someone found that image of the Dalai Lama trying to kiss some, you know.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right? Yeah. That's normal. That's their kind of thing. That's for them, that's normal. And any church like the Catholics or the Anglicans that walk around with dresses on, guaranteed, and they're not allowed to get married to a woman, guess who they're going to pick on? Some poor choir child, you know, choir, part of the choir. This is, you know, there's too many anecdotal, anecdotal evidence of kids being attacked by a unmarried church leader from one of these organized religions where they wear dresses. Now, I'm telling you now, that's not normal behavior for a guy not to get married, meet a woman, want to have children. If he's told, oh, no, no, you just stay celibate and you've got all these young kids hanging around you wearing, and you can wear a dress. Of course this is going to happen. They knew that. They knew that. This is part of the destruction of the Christian church. It's bringing up these, weird religions that, you know, have that, this kind of celibacy and whatever. It's part of the attack on the Christian church. I don't see the New Testament being involved in any of this stuff. Frank, would you agree with me?
Yeah, look, I think the Christian church is well and truly destroyed, Rick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's long gone.
Being associated with the Catholic dress wearing Pope.
Yeah. Not just that. I mean, I think, you know, the Anglican church.
And they've all basically
rolled over now, and you know, any idea, I guess, of a reformation and that the Bible is the
Anglicans, and Catholics. You wouldn't let your kids. Would you let your child go and become a choir singer in Anglican church or no, not unless you are mentally ill.
Hang on a second, Rick. I wouldn't even be able to stop it. If my wife said that they are going to do it, we wouldn't be able to stop that.
Well,
no husband is able to, because it's like the churches now. You know, they don't do anything that's by the scripture. They have homosexual ministers. They have people endorsing all sorts of stuff, which is, you know. Really, you'd have to say as far from the biblical viewpoint about how people should behave as it can get.
Yeah. And the last
and
time
is
I
the actually... of Christianity, the, as I speak, is, as far as I can say, totally hostile to biblical teaching.
Frank, can I just say this? The worst people that I had conversations with over the COVID 4 years were supposedly Christians that went to church. And they said to me, I had one woman, a Swedish, really nice lady, counsellor, high level, a published author of 3 books, say to me, when I said to her, she came and she saw me and my son sitting in the club across the road from where I live. Which, whenever you come up here, pop over there, have a drink and a meal. She came up and she said to my son, your father's got some very strange views, hasn't he? You know, like, you know, she knew my views. And I said, and he was like joking, oh, yeah, Dad's mad. Whatever. She totally has the opinion that my views on Christianity, that you shouldn't be sticking things in your veins, and the government does not like you. She, complete oblivious to that whole thing, yet she's published some very good, interesting books about humanity and Christianity and, you know, the belief system.
Mm.
She is base level at best of truth. She can't even grasp that she's been lied to, and she didn't go to church, wasn't allowed to sing a hymn for 2 years or whatever it was over here. It was a good thing. To her, it was a good thing.
Yeah.
And that's when I really, really woke up to these people that may claim to be great Christians. They are at the lowest level of truth that we need to know.
And I think their bravery level is quite low as well.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. If you were a Christian,
if they don't deny Christ 15 times, let alone 3 times, I'll go
5,000 times. To me, it's 5 million times. She told me that I was mad for suggesting that this was a plot to get rid of people and that it was a satanic agenda. She looked at me and laughed. You know, she goes, "Oh, you know," and shook her head at me.
Mm.
And then, you know, 2 years later, still came over and said, you know, like, it's kind of joking, my son, you know, your father's got some very strange views. So, no hope. And I do hope there is something called purgatory in my mind that these people will be sent to.
There isn't, Vic. The biblical story is when it's over, it's over. You either get a brand new body
and keep living.
And keep living, or
look, in my hope, it's reincarnated as a snail in my letterbox, at best.
There's no suffering. That's the really nice part about it.
There will be if I find any of those snails, and I think I recognise it. There will be suffering, and there will be salt involved.
You are, you know, the story you're recommended is to forgive others their sins, as you forgive me my sins.
Look, after 40-something years, Frank, as a conspiracy theorist, both batch number 33, 22, 11, I'm telling you, I have lost my empathy with these people that would come up and make my own son mock me.
That's a very good point. You know, she is really, you know, professing to be a Christian, and then what she is doing is fermenting disrespect for a father.
Disrespect for the father. Yeah, the father, you know, who the told father, us.
I mean, the retort you should have made is, after the break.
Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Listen here. Yeah.
FAKO Toronto.
It's 40 minutes past the hour. Everyone here in the audio chat, please tell us your name and where you are from.
Yes, I am Rick from Mid-North Coast of Australia, and you're listening to Toby and Ansel's old birthday, Beetle.
There you go. Wonderful to hear.
I'm not Rollo. Rick, is when that happens again, please say to this woman, where does it say in the Bible that you should teach people to disrespect their own parents?
Oh, look, Frank, I thought about it more afterwards.
Yeah, I know. You've got to practice in advance, because sometimes you just can't think on your feet when
people do things.
Let's be honest, it's shocking, shocking that she did what she did to disrespect you in front of your child like that.
Well,
appalling.
Well, that was
you're telling me she's a. If you're telling me she's a Christian, then what I'm going to say to you is, she is no Christian.
No. She told me, and I have to say that she's a great counsellor. So I went, I spoke to her, this is years ago. And I thought she knows her stuff, but the fact that she would just throw my information out like bathwater, and then suggest that my son, when she came over to introduce herself, she go, "Oh, you're, this is, I know." She knew who I was, and she knew that I had children and stuff. And just the way she talked to me, and then kind of thrown this kind of, your father's a bit got strange views.
Yeah. Disgusting.
She was too scared. Yeah, but if that's a Christian, to me, a Christian is a person that's not scared.
Behaves the way Christ tells you to behave in the Bible.
Well, to stand up to tyranny. If you're not prepared to stand up to tyranny and you back down, you're not Christian.
You're not Christian.
There's no way you're Christian.
There's no strength.
And I don't care. Yeah, exactly. There's no strength in your character. And she will, as I said to my brother today, you will regret what you're saying. No doubt whatsoever. Because he was inferring to me, about his stepfather, his daughter's father-in-law, who was a specialist doctor in New Zealand, one of only out of 15 people in the in the hospital that stood up and said, "I'm not taking the vaccine," got sacked for his views, and he said, "Some people have dumbass views." First time I've ever heard him swear. He doesn't normally swear, but he said, and I said, "The only person that I can see with stupid views is you." And he goes, "What do you mean?" And I said, "You stuck an mRNA vaccine, totally of experimental order, into your veins. You are the idiot. You are the idiot." He hasn't been responding to me too much after that, which is funny that, because I have to attack with truth and tell people, what we went through, and again, I'm not going to back down on this conversation. We need to never, ever, ever forget that our treatment as lepers of the lowest form, I reckon 4 years, but say two of them were the worst. Two of those years, we were really, and our own families attacked us.
Mm.
Our work colleagues attacked us. I lost half my income, maybe more.
Again, Rick, I can only recommend the biblical.
That's what's kept me sane, Frank. That's what's kept me sane.
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's great advice, I think.
Well, look, Frank, that's all we can do. All we can do at the end of the day.
You can do all sorts of things. But I just think it will be less advantageous to you than...
Look, losing the plot, and this is what I brought up before. I was talking to... I was texting, rather, with someone on...
We've been talking about Clockwork 123, by the way.
Hey, Ben, is it a man? Clockwork 123. I think I've heard that voice.
Is it before. Heard? Didn't he come last week? I thought he came last week.
I'm not sure. There's a not sure there, but it's not sure. Hey, Clockwork 123. K113. Fantastic. I love it. No, sorry, 113.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Oh, Genki desu ka? Anata wa?
Daijoubu?
So Disney.
Wow, Frank.
Watashi wa parankou desu.
I mean, Tashiwa, you know, I don't know that much. Are you Japanese, or you just know the lingo?
No, I am Japanese. I'm half, actually.
Fantastic. Hey, man, listen.
That means anything,
but... My children, if they had any option, if you said to them, what nationality do you want to be? Guess what? They'd be all Japanese. The food...
I mean, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. Yeah. I really think so.
It's the animation, the manga, and the music that all. What's the word for? I would say Japanese-ophile. But
it's funny because
weirdest thing that happened to me in Japan was seeing the vending machines where the schoolgirls would sell their underwear to businessmen my age.
Yeah, oh my, it's bizarre.
That's Japanese porn. Don't bring that up into the conversation, but it's up there. It's different.
Different thing here.
But, you know, can I just say this? This was 100% part of a destruction of the Japanese culture, because I know for a fact that Japan's culture, Bushido, was definitely not wanted in the future. Not wanted. They don't want that level of masculinity and subservience from the female into the future. Yeah. And so the Japanese culture, and they have literally made their food so full of carcinogenic and toxins.
They invented MSG, I believe.
Yes.
Not mistaken.
Yep. Yep. And their food, their whole imagery, and I've been on about, so what they had to wait till World War II to destroy Japan, but they made sure that it was never to be rebuilt in the way it was, because back in, I went to, in France, I went to that famous painter, Monet, to his gardens in Paris. And guess what? So this is a guy that's been painting flowers and colours and amazing paintings. Guess what his favourite art was? It was Japanese art. So in his house, if you got into his house, which we snuck into, well, I think we didn't sneak into, but you're allowed to go in, but you weren't allowed to take photos. Every painting on the wall in Claude Monet's house was Japanese blue art. It was this kind of blue-coloured art. Because Japan, the public was not allowed to go into Japan till 18, maybe early.
Major restoration,
So it was a culture that they knew, the Japanese knew, that the outside area was bad. And so they wanted to keep their culture pure. And unfortunately, we had World War II happen, and the Americans took over, and animation and the food, like noodles that probably are not made of the stuff that noodles were made of, became part of their culture. And they've lost their... So I think Japan's birth rate is below... normal, that they're actually going to be exterminated in the next 20 years or 30 years.
They don't.
But Frank, do you know Japanese?
It's fallen off a cliff,
Fall off the cliff, yeah.
Like I don't Australia, know, man, but they're all coming to Hawaii, so, and they've all been
Jack Lord, Mayor of Hawaii. I brought up last 2 weeks ago. Jack Lord, Mayor of Hawaii.
That's another country being destroyed, isn't it?
Probably.
Totally.
Hey, so
clockwork.
How old are you, and how did you find this weird platform that you're talking about?
I just turned 33, actually.
Toby.
Toby.
He's on mute right now.
Toby, why have you gone quiet? Have we been bad to you, Toby?
No, we've been extremely polite. No, I am one of the top Toby fans now. I think Toby's been fantastic.
I agree. I think he's definitely earned his stripes on the...
Hey, Clubwork.
Hey, here he is.
Here he is.
Here he is.
33 years of age, Clockwork, be told.
Yes.
Now, I am now officially...
To answer your question, Esoteric, 33 and IPS. That's how I found this platform.
All right.
Yeah. And now I know, Frank, I'm sorry, Frank, but yeah, I know you kind of have your differences with...
I'm the one that calls IPS Infinite Bowel Syndrome because he continually harasses anyone that believes that the sky is being manipulated. That's the only reason. Now, I shouted him out. Have the psychologist.
Sorry, I might have got that twisted.
I may have to see you in the FACO court of... what do you call it? FACO Court of FACO Libel. FACO Court of Libel.
National FACO Court. Now, Ab, or Tim from Fakeologist, told me about 6 years ago, he said, you need to listen to Infinite Plane Syndrome, Infinite Plane Show, or whatever it's called, IBS. And so I said, I had
ingenious.
Yeah, I said to him, if I can find it, I'll listen to it. Now, I found it. I listened to every single episode of Infinite Plane.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain Tim Osmond. I mean, I'm pretty sure he does a better job of explaining himself, but yeah.
No, he's good. He's good. But the fact that he keeps attacking anyone that believes that the sky is being manipulated, and I'm living in an area where it is being routed by planes.
Are seeing some lines.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I'm unbelievable. Gotcha. Plus, I am a expert conspiracy theorist researcher, expert at high level, and I went into this whole thing many years ago, and I knew... Yeah, it's a thing. It's happening. And they're using mainstream media to normalize lines in the sky. These strange, weird lines.
And what about all the new cloud names they've made up?
They've done that. Frank, that's another. That's at another level. 100%.
What?
Yeah.
Cloud names.
They've made new names for clouds.
But once they started editing into old movies, lines in the sky, I knew then there's an agenda behind this. So I agree with him, with Tim Osman, with his Mandela effect, because I've shouted this out.
I mean, anybody with... I shouldn't say that, actually.
I can try.
Yeah, anybody with eyes to see should be able to see through it, yeah. But the Mandela effect, that is, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. So there's that one. But at the end of the day, what they're trying to do is to make you doubt your own mind and doubt what you're seeing in real life. And this is part of a gaslighting agenda, which is definitely going
on. It's part of the cyber war, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. And the fact, but after about 3 or 4 years of me shouting him out, and I was on his Discord, and I was there, and I was sharing stuff.
Oh, really?
I was there, and I sent him stuff about, you know, my discovery that the
sometimes it's good to auto hoaxer, but I know you weren't auto hoaxing. Question at least.
Well, no, I just love this show because I've got ADD. I love multiple subjects being thrown at me sideways. I don't concentrate on one particular subject I love. But then I've discovered that I do think that he's actually doing this deliberately that you go onto IPS and you listen to a show and you're going to get 400 different subjects thrown at you on that mm-hmm. one particular show. So your mind yeah. is going right. all over the place. You're not actually, you, oh, you yeah. aren't able to yeah. concentrate on one particular thing. And so there's a bit there that's weaponized. But
right.
anyway, like I've still got a lot of information out of the IPS show. But once he started ridiculing people, I was like, I move on. I'm not listening to it anymore. It's the way it is. But anyway, it's fantastic.
That's just the way it is.
Things
will
never be the same.
Yeah, you know. It's,
33. You're 33 years of age. There you go.
Correct.
What a wonderful age, because you are now officially, I am now 59, so you are 20. What year were you born?
Am I the baby? I think I'm the baby in this year.
Toby, you're quite young, aren't you?
Toby's young.
Me?
They tried to say Toby was too young.
No. So, I'm 59. Frank's 63.
No, I'm 64. I'm 65.
Wow, Frank, really? Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Is that
a real photo of you?
Going on 70.
I'm 43. Turning 44 in the summer. Yeah.
Right. That's right.
I'm the only baby boomer on FACO. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm very close. I'm with within 3 months or 1 year.
I thought Dave J was...
he's 5 years younger than me. Dave J is 5 years younger than me.
Dave J's not a baby boomer. He's what are they called? Gen Z, or no?
Yeah, he was born...
What are the people after baby boomers called? Apart from Alfred.
Gen X? Is that? No.
Gen X, is it?
No. Yeah, I believe it's Gen X.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, baby boomer, Gen X, then Gen YZ, and so Gen X, YZ, I do believe. I think that, to me, I always say to people when someone calls you a boomer, which I'm not, I always say, well, look at the best music you've ever heard before. Hendrix.
Right.
Captain.
Right. Right.
They're all boomers.
Morgan Freeman, right?
I don't go that far. But yet,
it's music to my ears to hear you say that Jimi Hendrix is Morgan Freeman. I love it.
I mean,
Morgan Freeman can play the Strat like Jimmy, then I'll give him credence. Clearwater.
The Michio Kaku and Bruce Lee thing is pretty.
Yeah, there's a bit
intriguing there. But the one inch punch, the one inch equation.
After the break.
FAKO Toronto.
It's the top of the hour on March 29th. 2024.
Oh, there we are. Clockwork 1-1-3.
We are broadcasting live from the north shore of Lake Ontario. The temperature in Toronto at this hour is 2 Celsius or 36 Fahrenheit. Can everyone here please say your name and where you're from to introduce yourselves to the live audience?
Yes, Rick, being told by Frank
at Oahu.
Clockwork from Hawaii and the wonderful Torbett, be told.
From wonderful Copenhagen.
Whatever. Be told, 100%. Wonderful to hear a great conversation on Good Friday, the 29th of the
So what do you think of the name Good Friday for this holiday?
How good can it be, right? I mean, 2024, year of our Lord, but
I don't know.
Good Friday. I don't really see any.
Well, I've been suggesting
connotations.
It shouldn't be called Good Friday. It should be called not a Good Friday. It should be called Nasty Friday, because someone got whipped and then hung on a cross upside down or upright the right way, whatever.
Okay, whoa, I never heard that one. He was upside down. I thought that was Peter.
Yeah, there's a there. If you're listening to...
was it a Chris tree or was it a cross?
Yeah, exactly. So the tree apparently is a Mandela effect. So take that with a grain of salt or an ounce of salt, be told. Who's to know? Who's to know? But the official... to me, the official story was hung on a cross. Not upside down.
But I thought the official story was that he was nailed to a cross.
Nailed, yeah. Guess what, Frank? I'm telling you now. Why would they use the three nail logo in so many commercial businesses, other than the fact that it was three nails that were used? So you've got Mother and another couple of other smart drinks that people are drinking, including my teenagers, one of them. The whole three nails logo, which is everywhere if you look into logos. Now, my favourite subject is corporate logos and how satanic most of them are.
Totally.
Particularly the Mother logo.
Yeah, the Mother one.
Satanic, but is it satanic or Luciferian?
I say satanic.
Why are they different? What's the difference between satanic and Luciferian?
To me.
Well, that's another good question, too. I mean, when I think about satanic, that's more so, horns and red dude and...
red dude. Yeah, horns and red dude. Yeah.
Yeah, but Luciferian would more so be Baphomet in a way, but even that could be even satanic, wouldn't it?
The reason I ask is because at the moment these things are all the same in my head. But if there is
he has many different names.
I'd like
right?
to know what it is. That's all.
He, she, one of them. I don't. It's a good question. For the question, I don't know. Same bish, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I guess one could interpret it in that sense. Yeah, same thing. But, the world we live in, reading the signs and the symbols, it's pretty out there already.
Yep. Rick, you were talking about the scientist. Sorry, who's the guy that claims to be a scientist? The one that you started off talking about tonight. The evolutionary guy.
Rick, right?
We lost him. We've lost Rick. Okay. Anyway, so there is Richard Dawkins. It's interesting.
Richard Dawkins.
Richard Dawkins says, people that believe in God are crazy, and yet he surely must be observing all around him the signs and symbols that you just spoke about.
I totally agree. You would think so.
How can you fail to observe the monster logo?
Monster is probably the worst of the lot, as far as I'm concerned. The fact they've used the three rusty, and look at the nails.
Well, isn't that a Jewish number?
Yeah. What about Pfizer, Frank?
All of that symbology. Essentially, Richard Dawkins is in total denial about, isn't he, with his claim?
No, the atheist, Richard Dawkins.
You know, he's saying he's an atheist. He's living, but he's surrounded by symbology.
I'm not a fan of him, but
D-Train is here as well. Look out.
Well, that's good. Someone that can talk more than me is on
his side. I hear D-Train is coming.
I hear D-Train.
Hey, boys.
D-Train. D-Train. Oi. Was like this now, mate?
Yeah. I was listening to your conversation. Very good. I just thought I'd, because I'm on the delay, so I thought I'd just pop in and listen. Continue listening for a while. I'm still having dinner, so I'm going to go back on mute. Okay.
Boy.
Do yourself a favour and turn up, because I'm going to go within maybe 30 minutes. I'm not sure, but come in and chat away. Be told.
Okay. Thanks, mate. I will. I'll only be 10 or 15.
Excellent. Thanks, D-Train.
Now,
well, it's just, yeah, it's midnight over here. Yes.
What are your thoughts on, since you've been appearing on in the chats here at FAKO?
What are my thoughts? What do you mean?
Do you think it's been a positive?
It's been a hell of a ride. It's a steady ride. It's positive, for the most part, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then I think John LeBond said it best, that the audio chats are a lot more, or are alive, or, getting a little bit more life into them.
Yeah.
As compared to, the previous, about a month ago, right? I mean, it's been going on for 2 to 3 weeks, almost a month already, so.
Yeah.
Frank?
And I blame Toby for a lot of that. Toby brought a lot of life back to the chat.
And the 01.
Yeah, 01 too. Yeah. For sure. They kind of gave me the encouragement, you know? Seeing them, then, you know, talking. And how much of it is fakeology? Well, I let you folks be the judge of that. Going back for how many hours are we on now? Like 30? Probably more now.
Not tonight. We've been, I think, about 3 hours.
Well, I'm talking about the last week, this past weekend.
Oh yeah, just it was you know, a lot of that. Yeah.
A total.
Was there a show Wednesday? Was there a show Wednesday night? I can't remember.
I think that was Lynn. No, Lynn was Tuesday. And then
I'm
last
talking
night
about the
Bacon.
Audio chat.
Oh, no, yeah. No Wednesday.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Think so, yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm going to check
that's
to see if anybody
know.
Was there.
Good
yeah,
to know.
Everybody's got to take a break once in a while, right?
Well,
especially
I,
the ears, the listeners,
Toby, I think we can safely say that you have really generate a lot of interest in people.
Hmm. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you doing it.
I'm not used to compliments, so yeah. Thank
we
you.
Can insult you. We can insult you if you want. We
yeah,
can
that's
insult
if you prefer that. That's fine. but all I'm really saying is we have to give credit where credit's due. You, it's very clear that your participation has brought the results to the table, hasn't it? We can't argue with it.
Right. And, you know, he didn't really, like, when I first went in and, shout out to Billy for accepting me into the Discord.
Billy, you know, Billy from California.
Voice, yeah, but shout out to Billy, though. I'm sure he'll hear it if he listens, but,
He's a mod.
Right. Yeah.
He's a mod.
Yeah. So, much appreciated, regardless if he was or wasn't. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's good to hear a deep, resonating voice. You got a great voice, Clockwork.
We're like deep.
Resonating
in a monotone style. Yeah.
As opposed to
G'day, mate. How are you? Oh, it's fantastic. Mm.
It's always wonderful to cross deep.
Oh, no. I've been wanting to get on with the Aussies, you know.
But, oh, well, we did. And hopefully we're going to do it.
Aussies, your age, I think.
That's
a whole place.
Tomorrow night we should have some of the deeper voice Aussies on around 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, around the same time.
You reckon they'll turn up over Easter, do you, Rick?
You're guaranteed. I know. There'll be noise level will be here, guaranteed. And Rollo, I don't know where he is.
Rollo.
What happened to this Aussie, what's his name, Thomas?
Thomas,
he's moving Thomas house, Kate. I think. Yeah, he's probably busy, but I haven't heard his voice on a show for a long time, so I don't know about tomorrow. But he's, I'll tell you now, there'll definitely be, tomorrow night, guaranteed, big roll-up, guaranteed. And
get your words in tonight, because...
Get your words in tonight, because you won't get any on tomorrow night.
It might be a good time to just sit and listen.
Or you could challenge yourself tomorrow and see if you can get a word in edgeway.
Yeah, look, honestly, I would never...
Go to the mat.
Yeah, it'll be one of those things you either... But you'd be surprised, though, I think, that if you've got an interesting voice, and you have, so I think you'd be fine, no problem whatsoever. Tomorrow night, if you want to come on, have a chat.
Have you had Jesuit training with the voice, Clockwork?
The Jesuit training? Well, that helps, be told.
Isn't that where you get trained to do? Ben Jesuits get trained with the voice?
Apparently so.
You haven't watched Dune yet, Clockwork.
Tomorrow.
But I would say though, tomorrow night you'll have there'll be a big roll up from the Aussies. Big roll up, be told.
All right. And Rollo, I want to. Hopefully, Rollo's doing all right.
Probably not, because he's been a bit misbehaving. Mm. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out if he turns up tomorrow. He normally rings me, and I haven't heard from him for about a week, so there's an issue probably going on. He's probably sober. If he's sober, you don't hear from him. If he's drunk, you'll hear from him about 30 or 40 times an hour on average. Mm. That's the way it is. I'll tell you, Clockwork, you and Armin Rhee sound identical. If Frank's a conspiracy theorist, he'd probably accuse you of being
I don't think they sound identical.
Oh, he does. Well, to me,
Clockwork sounds exactly like he says he is a Hawaiian of Japanese descent.
To me, same thing, but I go with tones and stuff like that, and that same very easygoing sound. I'm just joking now, technically, but Armin Rhee, I've spoken to Armin a few times now, and it's always been fantastic. He's got the voice, and he's got the temperament, and polite, and allows you to get your...
Interesting.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Truth Uncle Ab, you know, commenting on his humor.
He's got a really fast sense of humor.
Think we should let him on the show anymore, Rick. He might show us some of us up.
He might make us look like idiots, Frank. We don't want that to be told.
It is a real problem.
I got to watch your... I'm going to watch the fake off, the live show today. You were on today, right? Or yesterday, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emily's similarity between me and living is purely coincidental.
Apparently, so Leonard Tell did something, and you've done something, Frank, I do believe.
I've done something.
Dude. Excellent. Well, I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
So, Clockwork, nice. So, Clockwork, nice to meet you, mate. It's D-Train, I'm back.
Yeah.
Just a question. How does it make you feel to have witnessed two major international level psyops in 1 week, plus a lunar eclipse? As a fakeologist or conspiracy theorist or whatever.
All right, I missed everything you said. Maybe it's my Wi-Fi. I'm outside right now having a cigarette, but let's see here.
Let me I'll repeat.
Huh?
I'd say if he's like me, it's nothing. It calls nothing if he's smart.
How did you experience two big psyops this week? Or in recent days? The fire? And what's the other one, Dietrich?
Bridge.
The bridge and the shooting in Russia.
Well, I'll tell you now, man. I didn't even look at any of them. Because I thought...
Neither did I.
Same here. Likewise.
It's just more of the same.
Yeah, so guess how much loosh, and I do agree with this loosh thing, guess how much loosh you lose. How much loosh did you lose? None. Because you just went, it's just pathetic. Pathetic.
Right. It's just like another smoke and mirrors, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not CGI. I don't think any CGI was involved in the bridge thing, but yeah.
Listen. Look at logic. I just go with logic, gut instinct. Now, the fact that they said that there was six guys that disappeared, so they had number six thrown in front of your face again on every fucking operation. They've got to have three. Be it six, be it nine, whatever. Uh-huh. But. Mm-hmm. Why were the guys that were working on that bridge? I'll tell you now. They were removing rivets, removing bolts. They were just getting it ready for a big ship, overly laden. Look, check out the imagery of that container ship. Yeah. Every fucking container was on that boat like you'd never seen anything like. So it just went straight into a pylon, which obviously they knew. Anyone that's done engineering or had a Meccano set would know. Mm-hmm. You go smash into that one after you remove the rivets from every, you know, corner of the other one, it's going to collapse. Yeah. Boom. Right. And it happened. Now, if you wanted to spend the rest of your life arguing, getting angry with people and screaming abuse at them, yeah, you could argue and say it was real or fake or whatever. Once you work out these operations that are hitting real supply chain... Yeah, if it's hitting a supply chain, it's fake. If it's hitting something that's going to affect transport of, Rick and Roll, be told.
F-A-K-O.
Toronto.
F-A-K-O. Toronto.
Hi, this is Verilicious from Gold Coast, Australia, and you're listening to Fakeologist Audio on Fakeologist.com.
Hi, it's StreamerBit.
What a voice.
The date is March 29th, 2024 here on the north shore of Lake Ontarible in Toronto. To listen live, please go to fake11.com/radio2. To join in, please go to fake11.com/discord. Now back to our show. Can one of our hosts tell us who's here in the audio chat right now?
You're listening to a Clockwork, you're listening to D-Train, you're listening to a Frank of the Salt Guy and Toby and a Rick from the mid-north coast of Australia, New South Wales, Australia, on Fakeholders Radio, fakeholders.com, on the, 28th, is it, of the 3rd, 2023, or whatever the date was, 29th on the 3rd, 2023.
And we're on the way through the year already, how's that?
Can you believe it? But yeah, I do believe it, because the time's speeding up. There's no doubt about that, as far as I'm concerned. Another conversation to be had. But time is definitely speeding up. Years just go like that. Boom.
Well, back in the old days. Well, we've had three full moons this year so far to prove it, so.
Yes. Yep. There you go. What's a moon meant to do, though? Is it monthly? It used to be monthly. It's 1 month is moon. Is it
it is
speeding up? Yeah, so it's speeding up, so we're now into the kind of the fourth month. We had three.
Yeah, you also get blue moons, which is two full moons in one single calendar month.
Yeah.
Which used to be very rare.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you seem to get them a couple of times a year now.
Listen, man,
hey guys, I hate to cut it short, but I got to head out, yeah.
Hey, man, it's been fantastic chatting. And tomorrow night, hey, dude, Clockwork, yes. If you want to come on and talk to Aussies, tomorrow's the night to do it because I'll be all on.
Gotcha.
Yeah, same time, same bat channel.
Same bat time, same bat place.
Hey, mate, gotcha. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, nice to speak to you, folks. You folks have a great morning.
Yeah, you've got the voice. You've got the voice, so you'd be able to cut in and talk.
Yeah, but it talk over everyone, no worries about
that. Yeah, all positivity, though, and I appreciate that, you know, and I hope...
No worries, man. There's no screaming. No screaming happens in the first 3 hours of a Fakeologist audio chat on the weekend. Be told. They all happen at about 1 a.m., so stay off the air at Australia time, 1 a.m. I don't know why that happens.
That's so terrible.
It's true.
Okay.
All right, dude. Good night. Be told.
Pleasure. Or good morning, I should say. Thank you.
Good morning.
Aloha. Yeah. Mahalo.
Aloha. Be told. Hey, D-Train. So you're, when are you going on your holiday? It's April?
Yeah, a couple of weeks now. V's in the shower. She's got the calendar with the dates on it. But, yeah, it's a couple of weeks. But, yeah, we're going to either at the start or at the end of the trip, we'll pop in and see.
We'll tee it up, mate.
Don't worry. We'll hook up somewhere. Even if we meet you in Sydney, whatever, I don't care. Be good to catch up.
Well, Rollo would probably... It'd be easier to catch up with Rollo in Sydney. The winner is Sydney, be told. But we can do it this way. Either or. And, I'm telling you, man, if you're a surfer on there, the fucking top class surf beaches, be told.
I've still got to go out and buy myself a steamer because I'm scared of the water temperature down your way.
No, I was just in the water about 5 hours ago, and it was absolutely fucking amazing. So don't worry about the water
temperature here is still 23 degrees Celsius. So.
Yeah, it'll be 23 here. Easy.
I think you're still that amount north, yeah, that you still get those convection currents coming down from the Barrier Reef, yeah? That's what keeps the water temperature up.
Yeah, I don't know about these convection currents and whatever you're talking about, but it's definitely swimming weather. But I've had the kids at the beach till May, back in the day, and no problem. No problem.
It's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, all good. But look, come down. If you're here, you're here. If you're there, you're there. Either or. Be told. It's all good.
Sweet. No, I was a bit disappointed when I heard that the whole Bilderberger thing wasn't going to go ahead, but that's all right. We'll all meet up soon enough. It's all good. And we don't mind taking a drive. It's great. Get out there. Go on a road trip.
It's a
funny thing, the Australian culture, when it comes to road trips. I remember it was a rite of passage as a teenager when you first got your licence. You and your mates would all pile in the back of the old XW Falcon and drive up to Queensland from Melbourne or whatever. Everyone did that back in the day.
And the longer the drive, the better the drive.
Yep.
So it was all fantastic. Hey, dude, I have to disappear, but D-Train, be told, 100%, fantastic.
Happy and seeing Frank, you, Eric.
Frank, missing you already, be told.
Abyssinia.
It was hey, tomorrow night, though, I would say be the place to be is the place to be is here.
Here? Not at the pub?
No, not at the pub. Who wants to go to pubs anymore, Frank? To be honest. It's $10 a screen. Exactly.
I do not bring alcohol home anymore.
Why would you? Why would you?
If I do it, I drink it. That's why I go to the pub. I spend, I drink less because it costs more.
Well, I agree. Hey, guys, always a fantastic pleasure, and I'll speak to you tomorrow night. If you're around, I'm here, guaranteed.
All right, no worries. Thanks, mate. I'll see you. And V will be in tomorrow night as well, probably. It'll be a good night. What do you reckon, Frank? You up for
it? Tonight's going to be a good, good night. Tonight's going to be a good, good night.
Is that, that's the Black Eyed Peas. That's right, yeah, it is too. Or was it Fergie when she went solo?
I don't know, it's huge. It was a huge hit, that's all I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was the Black Eyed Peas, yeah. Fergalicious.
We managed to lose everybody else. They've run away.
I know Toby's still around. He must be on mute. But that's all right. That's all right. I've never really had a chance to have a proper chat with you, Frank.
What's a proper chat?
Oh, well, just a one-on-one. You know.
A proper chat.
when we're all just yelling out our thoughts into the mic, hoping to get a word in.
Spilling our intellectual seed onto stony ground.
Yes. Yeah, that's right, yeah. So how's the family? I heard you had a granddaughter and all that sort of stuff recently, and everything's going well, and that's amazing.
A grandson. I've already got a two-year-old granddaughter, now I've got a grandson.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they have bought a new car, so they're excited.
Oh, controversy. Is it electric?
No, they're not.
That's all right. I'm just stirring the pot a little bit.
My daughter's parents live in the country, so they bought a Mazda 6 station wagon, Ruby car.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I've just put a new diesel into my BT50.
Oh, yeah. A new diesel. Why'd you have to do that? Why didn't you just get a new car?
Well, it's a good question. How
much did it cost you to put a new engine in?
By the time I finish, it'll be about 15 grand.
Oh, that's all right. It's cheaper than a new car.
Well, and the thing is, the tax write-off is finished. You could write off the things in 1 year before with a car, but now you can't. And I had a relatively new transmission. Sure. So it'll work out way better. Effectively, it's a new car with a new motor and new transmission. And
I had a BT50 as a work car for a while.
Yeah.
Pretty good car.
Well, this has already gone 460,000 Ks before it died.
Yeah, mine was a manual, though, not an auto. And it was a 6-speed manual, and the first gear is too short.
No, mine's an auto, yeah.
Yeah, right. The six speed in a manual is like, it's really weird because the first gear, it's because of towing, obviously. It's a towing thing. And it's not really, and the second gear is too high. Like, you can't start driving at the traffic lights in second gear. You have to start in first. It's quite weird.
Yeah,
it really is, because you've really got to, like, within like half a second, you've got to change into second from taking off the lights.
That would have annoyed me. No, mine's in order. It's been a great car. It's a long.
Yeah, and it's a good driving position and everything, I noticed when I was in it. So it was, you know what I mean? You get good. It's a good high seating position. It's comfortable. I like it. I like the BT50.
Yeah. So I've done all that stuff, and then.
How long did it take them to switch out the engine?
Yeah, it's only taken the guy 4 days.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
And I don't think he worked on it full time even then. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you've done it, is he a Mazda guy or is he just a general guy?
He's just a guy I met at the pub.
Oh, right. Okay, wow. Still the place to be. I remember that was where you, wasn't that long ago, where the pub was like a legitimate social networking place.
That's right.
Well, it is true, you know, because V and I met at the pub.
Of course.
And we're about to celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary, so it sounds worse than it is. Yeah. People go, oh, you met at the pub, oh. It's like, no, but that was 20 years, that was like 21 years ago now, so. So it's not all bad, you know.
Well, where else would you meet? If you meet online, does that work?
No, well, there was no online back then.
That was before that. Yeah, is online working for people then?
Generally speaking, it's a bit weird. So you get that, well, we don't really have the comparison anymore either. So, because the world has changed so much in the last 20 years too, so. Yeah. There's so many elements to that, so it's a bit hard to say.
All right, so you're not going to fall in from my trap, is that what you're saying?
I won't be lured in, no, that's right, like a mouse to cheese.
Yeah.
what was I going to say? How did you meet your wife?
At university.
Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, well, that's good, too. That's good, too. Or a party. A party's good. Verushka's parents met at a party. A university party. They didn't go to university together, but they met at a party. So that was good. My parents met. I don't actually know. I think they went to the same high school together, the same school, the school dance and all that. And I think my dad always told the story of how when him and mum first sort of started to like each other, mum kissed another boy, and even, well, he's been dead since, what, 2015 he died, so what's that, 9 years, but right up until the day that he died, he always used to get really jealous, like visibly agitated when anyone mentioned that. It was a classic. We used to bring it up to stir him up, you know. So they were childhood sweethearts. So I think they started dating when they were like 15, 16 years old, my parents. So.
Right. And your dad's gone, is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite young.
He was in his 80s, man. He was an old boy. I'm the youngest in my family, and I'm 50, so.
Fantastic.
Yeah. No, he had a good innings, even though they got rid of him in the end. That was pretty obvious. Through the whole cancer testing apparatus, got the better of him.
I'm not
because he never went to doctors or hospitals or anything his entire life.
Yeah,
and then through peer pressure, through my mum and her sisters, They sort of manipulated him and agitated him and nagged him into going and getting a cancer test. And they diagnosed him, and then that was the end, basically, straight away, as soon as they said he tested positive. So,
yeah, now's our chance to get rid of
him. It's one of those things. Oh, yeah, man, that was quite remarkable.
The treatment they were going to give him wasn't going to help at all, and never did help.
Well, it was really fast because he was perfectly. He went really quickly. Like, I'll tell you the story. He went to get this test, right? He was perfectly fine, and then he was more concerned because he used to walk with a limp because he up until he was in his 40s, he used to play soccer, right? So he had a really bad knee as a result, and he used to walk with a bit of a limp because he had a bung knee from playing soccer.
Yeah.
And he was always complaining about how he needed to go and get his knee fixed or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But then he went for this test, and they
perfectly healthy, and they diagnosed him with stage 4 multiple myeloma.
Yeah.
So, and it was like an emergency.
And what is that stage 4 multiple myeloma?
Multiple myeloma is cancer of the blood.
All right. So how can you, if there's only one...
Like an adult leukemia. It was an adult leukemia.
Yes, yeah, so when you think about it, you've only got one thing of blood, so how can you have multiple?
Yeah, look, that's just the term they used. That was the story that they gave him and my mum, and they bought it, and that was basically the end of it.
Yeah.
Because, it was basically a real quick turnaround. Oh, this is the worst thing ever. Oh, when they booked him in, like, within 24 hours to get his first shot of something, right?
Yeah. At the age of 83, why would he bother?
Oh, yeah. In his 80s, I don't... How old was Dad, V? I don't even remember now. Yeah, he was 80-something, wasn't it?
8 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he wasn't quite
80
yet. I think he was like
79. Oh, V reckons he was like 79. Yeah, right. Okay. But he walked into the hospital.
Yeah.
And then later on that day.
Never walked that day.
No, he did. But later, yeah, that's right. He left that day in a wheelchair as a paraplegic. Because they did some injection. They gave him some injection in his spine. Yeah. And that was... He couldn't walk after that. From the same day as the diagnosis, or within 24 hours of the initial diagnosis, they had crippled him.
Yeah.
And they ruined the last 6 months of his life.
Yeah.
Because he only... Basically, it just went downhill real bad from there. So.
Yeah.
They did it to him. Because he was fine before he went there.
100%. Oh, you're not going to get an argument from me. I watched it.
No, it was just terrible.
You know, it's like, it's just these guys point the bone at you. It's no different to the witch doctor thing.
Yeah, so, I didn't like it. Because, I don't like doctors or medicine or anything like that. I think the only time I've ever gone to the doctors in my entire life is if I needed a stitch, yeah?
Yeah.
If I needed stitches because I've cut my arm open or something, yeah, I've never gone for anything else, and that's a healthy view of medicine because that's all it should be—a trauma, a solution for trauma.
Yeah, I agree.
And I got that mentality from my parents actually, both my mum and dad. Mum was always into being healthy and healthy diet and healthy food and naturopathic stuff and all that sort of stuff. And Dad was...
for this thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but later in life, I tell you, when they're that old, they watch a lot of TV. And it wasn't like 50 years of watching television because we'd never had a TV in our house. My mum and Dad were anti-television. And then when we did have one when we were kids, it was only a black and white one back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
After the break.
F-A-K-O. F-A-K-O. Toronto. F-A-K-O. If it doesn't add up, we break it down. On Fakeologist Audio at fakeologist.com.
Hi, it's Streamerbot. The date is March 29th, 2024 here on the north shore of Lake Ontarable in Toronto. Don't forget to read the blog and check out our video platform. All the links are at fakeologist.com. Now back to our show. Can one of our hosts tell us who's here in the audio chat right now?
You're with D-Train from the Gold Coast and Frank the Soul Guy from Geelong in Melbourne. And it is the 29th of March 2024 on fakeologist.com.
Yeah.
So we're hearing
all about the crazy being caught up in the medical system in your old age. Horrible.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it was very good. It sort of set me up in my life, and I really appreciate that because that was my upbringing. So all the medical system and all that sort of introduction of those sorts of authorities into the sphere of our reality was all foreign to me. Yeah, so it was easier for me to resist, so I'm really thankful for that.
Mm. Yeah.
So you mentioned your mother, Frank. Tell us that story.
She just got diagnosed, and within weeks she was gone from the chemo, and I just remember talking to this crazy Chinese guy who was saying, you know, sometimes you just have to accept death and all this sort of stuff. Like, it's just, you know, even to, I was quite a young man at the time, even me, I just said, these guys are Fruit Loops. They've just got no idea that health is in your head. Most of it's in your head.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Because your body is a miracle machine. It really is.
It's a miracle. It's all like, pretty, well, even I've become even more, I guess, extreme in my views now, where I think the problems, our problems are entirely related to poor spiritual advice, poor nutritional advice, and basically there is a concerted effort to have us die prematurely. That's our view.
Mm.
Just caught up, and despite the fact people around me can see that I'm physically much fitter, stronger, more capable, I'm not wearing glasses than they are, they will tell me that my eating a lot red meat and having plenty of salt is foolish, and I'll get a heart attack while they have their margarine. I get it all the time. Yeah, right in front of me, people with diabetes are telling me that I'm doing things wrong. That is the level of madness we are at.
Yep. Well, we witnessed that during COVID, didn't we? Where I think it was a unanimous thing too. By the way, where every state around the world, didn't matter which country it was in, or every country in Europe or whatever, where they had a health advisor. That health advisor was never a healthy looking person. They were always visibly obese, visibly ugly, visibly ill. They looked terrible. And they were the ones that were responsible for our health.
Giving the advice, yeah. Mm-hmm. I noticed that the FDA lost a suit on giving advice to some US doctors. Did you hear about that?
No, to be honest, Frank, I'm not really into the COVID stuff. It's we try and put it out of our minds because we were severely traumatized by our experience down in Melbourne. Yeah. So we escaped, and it's in our rear view. But and whenever someone talks about it, it really gets us pissed off.
Well, obviously that's what's supposed to happen, I guess.
I'm not directing that at you. I'm just directing that outwards.
Yeah.
It was a terrible, terrible thing.
Understandable reaction by you.
And there was no sickness either, by the way. Just in case anyone was wondering where I stood on that. There was literally no evidence of anyone being sick at all, in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, in actual fact, this flu completely disappeared for 2 years. Well, that's amazing. How did that happen? And now it's back. The worst flu season ever is predicted for Australia. Obviously, because a shitload of people are getting jabbed and die.
Yeah. Oh, look, I personally don't like to take a side on that issue because I did go down the thought process of it's going to be it's just a mass kill or whatever. I thought all of those things at one period of time or another, but I've backed right off from all of that stuff. I'm just trying to be happy now. There's nothing we can do about it. If it's true, there's nothing we can do about it. So.
Agreed. Nothing.
But we can remember.
I don't raise it with my family at all.
Yeah, well, I'm because of my upbringing. My one of my brothers and his entire family didn't get vaccinated, and they're all good. Yeah, but my oldest brother, he got vaxxed, and my mother, funnily enough, as it so happens, one of my parents who gave me the upbringing that steered me away from the. But that's what I was getting to before. It's the influence later in her life that steered her towards it. And she's a doctor person now. She goes to the doctors on a regular basis. Yeah, it's really amazing, yeah. And as I said before, she was one of the people that pushed my father into going to get to get the test. Yeah. So, it's quite bizarre how people can change and change their focus and change their direction.
Has she taken out insurance for her funeral so that she won't burden you?
No, she won't burden me. That's all right.
The insurance scam being played on old people. It's awful.
Yeah, well, they've been doing that for years, haven't they? Or even anyone with a family. And they have the wife holding the baby, having their serious discussion. Having a serious discussion at dinner time about, what if something happened to you? What would happen to me and little Isabel here if you're gone? And it's the fool. And they're putting the psychology guilt trip on the public with those ads. Yeah. And they all sign up to these multi-$1,000-a-year policies.
Yeah.
Just pay it off.
But it's just if you want the extras.
Oh yeah, well the extra is that they pay you out. Yeah, if you just get the base,
you need to get insurance.
No one's getting any money.
You need to get insurance insurance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's like bushfire insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, the house insurance where you get covered for fire and flood, but when there's a fire or a flood, they don't pay you out.
It's a cause. It's a natural causes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they don't insure against acts of God. Isn't that bizarre?
That's so bizarre.
The wording's a bit of double speak as well.
It's one scam after another scam after another scam. Government scam after government scam.
Where are they leading us, Frank? Where are they leading us?
We're on the road to nowhere.
It's very good. What's that regurgitator song? What's at the end of Satan's rainbow? What's at the end?
That is any good to the songs. You're on your own here. Take it away.
Oh well, we'll go back to Talking Heads then. We're on the road to nowhere.
Yeah.
We're on the road to
there you go. Toby, bring it home.
David Byrne.
Yeah. Well, guys, I think I better watch some mindless television.
Is it what's on Easter Friday? I'm not sure.
I've got every single
the Baltimore Bridge
at my fingertips through the powers of internet and those websites that get you anywhere you want.
The Aqua concert in Perth.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Yeah.
Oh, is that real? Is there an Aqua? Oh, noise level might be there. I might have to talk to him about that tomorrow night.
Danish Norwegian band.
Yeah, we were there. I think we were all around then, weren't we? No. Back in 1996 or whatever it was.
That song. It just was the funniest song of all time in my head.
Yeah, and
quite. Barbie, let's go party. Yeah. Oh, you're still in the bathroom?
Yeah, well, that's my signal to leave too, Frank. So very good, very nice chat, and you too, Toby. And I'm going to sign out. And we'll all be back tomorrow night by the sounds of it. So Esoteric was G-ing us up for a big one.
Okay.
You want to get up
in the audience if you want to leave us home?
A what?
I'm just asking Frank if he wants to leave or stay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go and watch some mindless television, Toby.
Okay.
All right, good night, everyone.
Is there anything in particular you want to talk about? That you want to
Nah. I'm kind of busy also.
What's the time? It's quite early in the morning, isn't it?
No, it's almost 12 in the afternoon.
And what sort of day is it? The weather's perfect? Beautiful day?
It's 8 degrees.
That's a bit cool.
Hardly sunshine.
Yeah.
Hello?
And that sounds nice. Sounds nice-ish.
Yeah. It's all right.
Just all right. All right, so you haven't got any plans for the afternoon? You're not going to head out to the Tivoli Gardens or anything?
Tivoli Gardens is expensive. So.
Is it? How much is expensive?
Frank, me and math are not so good friends. I suck at math, but if you really want to, I can find out.
I can look it up on the internet.
Okay, good.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you attract some other fellow psychologists in for another chat.
Yeah. We'll see you.
Have you got any Danish people interested in yet?
No. No.
How's your website going?
It's good.
Yeah. Good.
I have 35 subscribers.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's way more than me.
Well, maybe I should watch this Seinfeld on. Maybe I should watch that. Oh.
Watch what?
Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld. He's on the TV. So maybe I should. All right. Yeah.
Enjoy that. All right.
Yeah. Take care. Bye. Bye.
See ya.